Thank you for joining me for another webcast. This is Pastor John in Los Angeles, California, in the Lucy Coleman studio. It is Friday, August the 16th, 2013. I almost said 2012. I almost said 2011. My vacation is about done. I didn't do anything. I didn't go anywhere. Maybe that's what I should have done. Sticking around town, going to a movie. My daughter told me today, Daddy, go out and meet people. You're a people person. Just get out and do that. I was going to go visiting Frisco for a weekend, just checking out the art shops up there and eating some good food, nice restaurants. Still haven't made up my mind as to whether I'm going to go this weekend, but that's neither here nor there. I have some wonderful news to share with you. Very rarely do I read letters, but I got a letter that was written to me on August the 2nd of this year, 2013, from my friend Leonard Lyles from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Very interesting letter that he wrote me, and I am... Okay, that'll do it. You know, whenever I feel like quitting, whenever I feel like, you know, gosh, nobody's listening to me. Nobody's paying attention to what I'm trying to say. Leonard pays attention. I want to dedicate this. I was thinking about it because I've been on vacation all week, and I have to get ready for the next semester real soon. And that's going to take an armload. But, dear Pastor John, haven't forgotten about you. But you know, summer is the busiest time of the year for families. Then he says, my wife and I went on a cruise to the Bahamas. Now that is just wonderful. That is just wonderful. Leonard's one of the finest Christian men that I've ever known. And I've been knowing him for a number of years, but he said that he went to the Bahamas to celebrate over 25 years of marriage. And no thanks to the organized church, he says. In July, it was fantastic. It was so great. You see, because for the first, I'm thinking for one of the first times, Leonard is just enjoying his wife, enjoying his sons, his family. Because that's what, I believe that's what God wants us to do. And then he says, you know, you see, he says it's wonderful to see so many families together on the ship, all different ethnicities and races, strengthening the bond of love and togetherness. Oh, that's wonderful. I have good news from Mario. He wrote me from Papua New Guinea. Mario is doing just great. I can't believe that boy. That boy makes me so proud. This weekend was so rewarding to me. You know, up on top of the negative, you know, I got one negative phone call from one of the ex-church members that I wasted my years with. You know, dude called me. I'll get back to Leonard. Dude called me and says, do I need to pray for you? I told him to stop using evangelical phraseology on me and be real. He says, can we just pray together? Can you just forgive me for what I did? And I tried to explain to this guy that it's not about forgiveness. I said, if you had respect, you and your cohorts would have never done what you did. Every time I align myself with church people, let me continue to read Leonard's letter, and then I won't. He says, next time we would like to bring our sons with us. Now, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Then he says, I hope Broman is doing okay. Having a pet is like having a child. I watch my brothers, I guess it's a kind of a dog for a few days. Leonard, practice your handwriting for a few days while he and his family went on vacation, and I was wore out. Oh, yeah, they will wear y'all, but bro man's getting kind of old, so he's walking kind of slow now. Between walking, feeling, and cleaning him, I can see why people put life insurance on these pets. Well, I can't. I definitely wouldn't put life insurance on a pet. Not me. Payback for all those years, just to let you know that we are enjoying the Lord in our home Bible studies, and my family is really growing. That's good, Leonard, in the Lord. So grateful for God opening my eyes to the whore of Babylon system. That's what he calls it. And this brother was in a Kojic church. He was in a Kojic church where they almost paid homage to the minister like he was the holy aura, you know. And so, and you have to understand Leonard, good godly man, his wife, wonderful lady, his sons. I remember the picture that he sent me of his sons. They spit an image of he and his wife, just some beautiful boys. And he says, to the whore of Babylon system with its doctrines of devils, that's exactly what it is. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed, Leonard says. And I won't go back, and my family is fully behind me. Good for you. Good for you. When I read that, I said, good for you, Leonard. Good for you, man. See, I'm not going back either, brother. No. I can love the Lord. I can love God, read my Bible. You know, I was coming in from a friend's home yesterday. They were having a barbecue. And one of my sermons came on, because I have my sermons and my lectures on my iPod in my car. And I was preaching a message called, Who is This Jesus? And I was listening securely to every word that I said. And my goodness, I agree with every sermon that I preached. Everything is still the same. I haven't changed. I just will not attend a church and go through the rigors of that. I will enjoy my wife. I like what Leonard did. Took his wife to the Bahamas. I never took Lucy, ever. Ever. I took her to Hawaii once. But I should have taken my wife on many, many more vacations like that. But my dedication to, let me keep, set free is free indeed. He says, God is good. Well, John, got to get ready for work in the morning. We love you and are praying for you and bro, man. God bless. Brother Lyle and family. Thank you, Brother Lyles. I appreciate that letter. I really do. And I would like to also thank the Wigleys. On a monthly basis, I hear from you, and I cannot say enough. Thank you so much. Mario is doing well. He's in Papua New Guinea. And, I got to read a letter that he sent to me, and so that you will understand how he's doing, okay? Because if I don't read the letter, you won't understand how important it is. So let me find this. I should have had it printed and ready to read to you. You would be so proud of my little son that is in Papua New Guinea. So let me go into my mail. And I'm glad that you can join me on this Monday morning. I'll probably be doing the Bible study again. For those of you that are Bible study students, I'll let you know really when it begins. I'm really trying to, wait a minute. I'm really trying to rest as much as I can before I start the new school semester. And, but I do want to read this letter. I'm just going to my mail, and I want to read the letter to you. It's a wonderful, wonderful letter. Let me go into old mail. Here we are right here. Yeah. All right. You know, I was worried about, I was a little concerned about Mario because he's in Papua New Guinea, and he had all of his money in Spanish money. That's where he's been living for the past year and a half. And so he says, I don't want you to worry. And then he says, remember that fishing net? Then he says, well, it is working out just fine. Mario bought him an official fishing net. Now he's in Papua New Guinea. And he says, I have a place to sleep, food, and people here are more than happy to help a black American. And then he says, they all tell me that I look like them. And I tell them that I am them. See, this is my son, Mario Canto. 5 years in my home. 5 years with a man loving him. Hey, daddy dead, mama dead, daddy shot by, gang, you know, just everything. All negative stuff. Black man not supposed to make it. See, I know what God was telling me to do. Listen to this. He wrote me this. Then he says, God is good, you see. You know, I recall I was talking with someone and someone said, yeah, but did he become a Christian? I said, you know what? No, he didn't become a Christian like, no. But he knows God. See, evangelicals tickle me. If you don't join their church, if you don't do things the way they do it, then you all going to hell. And they are, and hell no, they're going to hell. But yet they won't lift a finger to help anybody. Don't know how to do that. I got this other young man, 21, with me. Smart as a whip. Black, from the community. Life hasn't always been cool. Do the crime, you do the time. That's all right. I'm not mad at you. Hey, and you know what he's telling me? You let anybody mess with you, old man. Anybody mess with you. I would crash in on him so quick. I said, no, man, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm telling you, Mario make me so proud. Man, this is a way to end up my summer vacation. I was telling my daughter on an email today. She asked me, how am I doing? Email me from her job. I told her, I'm doing all right, I guess. She told me to go out and meet some people, Daddy. She said, don't hang around the house. Go out and meet people. You have a friendly personality. I could. I may even go to Disneyland today. I haven't been to Disneyland in a long time. I'm not getting on no ride, so just a drive out there. Don't have anybody to go with, just go by myself. But Mario's doing fine. Let me see, what else is he saying? Don't want to read the whole letter to you. Everyone is respectful, Mario says. And the young ladies all ask me to stay. And then he goes, aha. They're looking for a husband. And then he says, smile as you read this letter. He says, I am having a great time with my little money. Everyone here is poor. That's what he says. And they just have skills. He's in Papua New Guinea. That's where he is right now. So he says, So I fit right in, playing it safe by asking for money because I am not from here. Right. See, he's not from there. He says, I am trying to prepare for more unexpected things. I am just going with the flow and being myself. Now, that's my son, Morio, because Morio can be himself anywhere. And this is just beautiful for me to read this letter to those of you that care, you know, about what's going on in my life. I remember this kid. Sunday we would have house church here at the house, and Morio would be in the house all mad because, you know, he never came out to the worship thing because he didn't want to be with the hypocrites. He told me, he said, it's not you, old man. He said, you, I know you. He said, but these people that call themselves lovers of God, you know, Now, let me see what else is he saying, because I lost my place. He's telling me, right, he says. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Okay. I was trying to find the place where I was. Give me a minute. This is a very long letter. Then he tells me, he says he's just going with the flow, being himself. Then he tells me to go on to go on the San Francisco trip. He tells me, have fun. He says, even if you have to delay doing something for this young punk, he says, you deserve the trip. You're old, he tells me. Ha, ha, ha. Then he says, don't forget to save up for the New Zealand trip, because when he teaches English in New Zealand, and he already has the gig lined up, he wants me to come to New Zealand and live with him about a month. And so he's telling me to save up for the New Zealand trip. Now, you know, they had an earthquake there a couple of days ago. Saw it on the news. But they have them here, too. But he wants me to go there. He says, that is what I will be pushing for you for the near future. So don't worry, he says. And then he says, I've been treated very good over here. I cook for the folks with my seasoning the other day, and they could not get enough. So Morio's over there cooking food for the New Guineans, and they're liking his food. And I'm telling you, Morio can cook up some pretty spicy dishes. Matter of fact, Morio looks like a New Guinean. He looks like one of the Papua New Guineans. Love that boy. Love that boy. That boy is, oh, I love that boy. I'm so glad that God, see, people, you have to understand what happens. When God puts that love in your heart to love other people, when he calls you to do extraordinary things, see, one thing for me to give you a Bible study on, oh, let me tell you what the Bible says about love. But it's another thing to do it. To do it, to do the love. That's very important. Very important. And if you don't do it, you never see the result of it. You have to do the love. Do the love. You guys get it? Then he says, he tells me to go on the San Francisco trip, even if I do have to go alone. I don't have to go alone. Somebody wants me to go with them. But I don't want to go because I don't have the money to go. Someone offered to pay my airfare and everything. Don't want to do that. Then he says, please don't let anything mess up your plans on breathing and living. That's what Mario said to me. You know what he's telling me? That boy just hit the key to life. Because when we get old, we don't want to live anymore. I had one of those mornings. I woke up this morning. I didn't want to live. It just comes on me like that. I'm not depressed. I just get tired. But Mario told me, he says, keep on doing the things that keep me living. Breathing and living. I'll be all right, he says. He tells me to go on my trip. And then he says, live, damn it. That's the way he talks to me. You paid your dues, old school. Love, Mario. I got all teary-eyed when I wrote him back. And so I told him I have to stop writing because I'm crying. Because I know my son, like my daughters, love me. I know they do. All these sons in the ministry that I had before. Now, don't get me wrong. There's quite a few guys who really love me. They just didn't know how to express it. A lot of people don't know how to express love to an older guy. Don't know how to do it. They don't know how to respect. You know, I guess you got to actually, you know what? And I met guys that got sons, and their sons don't even love them like Mario loved me. That I don't understand. Guys that got sons, and the sons love me more than they love their daddies. Oh. Thankful to God. But Mario's doing well. I don't want to thank you guys that have been praying for him as he travels, because Papua New Guinea, and then he's going to go to Australia. And then after he leaves Australia, he's going to be in New Zealand teaching and living. And that's my boy. And you know what makes his story so amazing? Grew up in the black community, the inner city in Los Angeles. I mean, a place that nobody has a chance, man. You guys remember the stories I've been telling you over the years? Held up in an alley on the way home from school one night. Two boys put a gun to his head, trying to take his money. He runs home, falls on his bed, weeping, terrified, shaking, because the boys were going to kill him. He said, all I got is $3 in my bank account. I have no money. I'm poor like you. He begged them, please don't kill me. I want to live. I'm too young to die. And they let him go. That's Mario. And he told me, I have to get out of here, old man. He said, they won't kill you because you have white hair. Ah, yes, they will, son. They'll kill me too. This used to be a beautiful country. I think it's a shame that a young black man has to leave here and go to Papua New Guinea to be accepted as family. Because, see, I believe that you can be family here like that. I love the natives here. I really do. Well, that's about it from me. 24 minutes on this webcast. I just thought that I'd keep you up to par to what's going on. I'm on vacation. It's Friday. I want to end up this week before I start next week really working, getting prepared to get back in the classroom for those three classes. And my Bible studies and everything else here at the home. And it'll be work as usual again. So you keep listening. Keep coming to the website. And I'll be giving you more insight. But I'm doing fine. Just a little setback. All right. God bless. I'll be talking to you real soon. And there will be another webcast up very soon. Just give me a minute.